Good morning. For those of you I haven't met, my name is John Shively. I'm the CEO of Pebble Limited Partnership, and I'd like to welcome everybody this morning. Just a couple comments about what's going to go on and what we've done. First of all, we're very proud of the work that's been done by our consultants and our staff. This is a huge science project. I don't think there's ever been a mine where there's been this much science done. And of course, actually, the what's in the environmental baseline document is only the first 5 years of that work, so there's more. We've had some exceptional people working on it, and I appreciate everything they've done. I know that the agencies and some of the public have been looking forward to seeing what's in the environmental baseline document, we were happy to release that, although, as I think those of you in government know, this is not usually at the time of the project that such information would be released. Generally, we would release the information at the time we went into permitting, and at this point we are not in the permitting process and haven't indicated exactly when we will go into the permitting process. We're still reviewing that. I think that the next 4 days will be very interesting. As you know, there are a number of people obviously here, both consultants and government people. We have opened this session up to the public through webcast, when I checked just before I came up here, we have about 20 people on right now. And then in addition, this is all going to be filmed. It'll all be available on our website once it's done. So there'll be lots of opportunity for the public to take a look at what we've done. We haven't fully released the EBD to the public at this point because we have one more piece of it, sort of what we call the general summary that helps explain to the public what's in the document, and that piece is just being finalized, and once it is, that information, the whole EBD will be ready to go. So anyway, again, I appreciate all of you being here. I particularly appreciate the work that our consultants have done, and I appreciate the time that those of you in the government agencies are taking to be here, and also would like to welcome the tribal representatives that are here. In the past, the tribal representatives had not been part of the agency meeting. They last week requested that they be allowed to attend, and after consideration, we decided that it would be appropriate that representatives of tribal governments that were interested attend, so I welcome them also. So. Again, thank you very much. Have a great 4 days.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jane Whitsett, and I'm the manager of the Environmental Baseline Studies for the Pebble Project. And I'm going to go through some of the logistics for the day and about the meetings themselves so that everyone understands how these things go. Basically, I'll be running the meetings. I'll be introducing our speakers. I'll be handling the Q&A. We'll have microphones that will go out to into the audience there. So the way to handle questions is after the presentation so that the presenters can get through their information. Our schedule is very tight, and we want to make sure that we finish pretty much on time at the end of the day. And so we will basically, you raise your hand. We will then ask you to identify yourself, your name, and who you're affiliated with, because that's all part of the program and recorded so that we have that information for the future. And so we'll ask you to do that before you ask your questions. So it'll take a little while for people to get that habit, but every time you ask a question, you'll need to say your name and your affiliation. A few items I want to cover is just, I want to go over a bit about safety here at the Marriott. We have restrooms located near the main staircase there. Also at the bottom of the staircase, there's restrooms. In case of an emergency, there's fire exits at the far end of the pre-function area here on this floor, both at the front and the rear of the hotel, and also directly across the ballroom here next to the main staircase. Should there be an emergency here, such as a fire or there's an alarm of some sort or whatever, we want to have everyone stay put and have the hotel staff let us know how to exit the building safely and where to muster. So rather than me tell you that, the hotel staff will inform us on what to do in case of emergency. A couple other things about the room itself. We have an audio video table there in the back that has power cords and such coming from it, and it's all taped down, but just be aware of that when you're kind of walking in that part of the room, that you don't have any problem with those things there. I think that's all I have for safety. As John had mentioned, we have the capability to go online and view the presentations and the speakers, audio and video. And if you want to access that at any time during the meeting, you can go to the Pebble Partnership website. The address is www.pebblepartnership.com. And from there, on that page, you'll have instructions that tells you how to get into the audio and video presentation if you need to do it remotely. And we appreciate everyone's attendance to the meeting. Welcome, everyone. So I think from there, just looking at my notes here, just wanted to mention that from the Pebble Partnership today, we have myself with the Pebble Partnership. We have Charlotte McKay, manager of permitting. And Loretta Ford is also with us today. She's part of the environmental team. And we have Ken Taylor. He's the vice president of environmental. And you just heard from John Shively. We have Ben Moore. He's back there in the back working on sound and audio for the next 4 days. And then we have Catherine Sampson, who's kind of a point person for all of us that might need information or such during the day. And just look at name tags. We're all here to help you. Make sure that you have everything you need over the next 4 days. And from there, a little bit of background about myself. I came to Alaska in 83, and I've been working on environmental projects throughout my career. My background is environmental chemistry. Spent a number of years in the laboratory side of environmental science, and from there I went on to the consulting side. And my focus over the years has been managing environmental studies, environmental chemistry, and I became involved with Pebble in 2004. So that was the beginning of the environmental studies for this project. And I started out as a consultant for the project, and then in 2008 I took on the role that I currently have, which is to manage all the environmental baseline studies. So that's been about the last 4 years approximately. That's a bit about myself.